From KCRW in Santa Monica and PRI, Public Radio International, this is To the Point.
Can community colleges keep high-tech jobs at home? Hello again, I'm Aaron Almy, and this is To the Point from Public Radio International, a daily look at the issues Americans care about most. The United States leads the world in manufacturing, but 25 million people are out of work. Mechanization has wiped out 70 years' worth of job growth between 2000 and 2009, and Americans lack the skills required for the new high-tech economy. President Obama wants $8 billion for community colleges to train the workforce of the future. Will employers in healthcare, new manufacturing, and information technology stop importing foreign workers because American workers can do the jobs? The president and his Republican challengers are battling over who can create more jobs, but mechanization has devastated the workforce, and Americans are not being trained for the high-tech economy of the future. How much would the president's plan for mobilizing community colleges help? Mark Schneider, back to you, formerly with the U.S. Department of Education, now at the American Institutes for Research. You were somewhat skeptical about the president's plan. What would it take, and would it require more than $8 billion to do the same kind of thing at other community colleges around the country that may not be up to snuff?
Well, I think the issue is that we can't find examples like Valencia College. Another example is Edmonds Community College in Washington that created a really interesting partnership with Boeing, one of our premier industries. And the Edmonds example, I think, is really interesting because they partnered. When Boeing started looking for community colleges to help them train their workers, only one community college stood up and said, we'll partner. So that tells you that the kinds of examples of Edmonds or Valencia are not that frequent. So Edmonds stood up and they created this partnership, and then Edmonds actually did something even more interesting. They contracted with a company called 180 Skills, and they developed an online portion of the curriculum. So what happens now is that, and I'll go back to Adam Davidson's story about how hard it is to get people trained on these machines, and they're very expensive, and if someone screws it up, you end up with a broken $500,000 million machine. Well, Edmonds now has a lot of training online so that you can learn how to operate these high-tech machines in a laboratory, an online laboratory. Well, that's a really creative way of getting skills into the hands of people that could be much more flexible and much more efficient than the kind of on-ground traditional training that most community colleges do. I think that we need to start thinking about those kinds of partnerships between very progressive community colleges, Valencia, Edmonds, and high-tech companies that could actually move a lot of the training into online, much more flexible delivery systems, and that could solve some of the problems that we've been talking about with regard to people finding the time and the opportunity to be trained.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave it at that, and thank you all very much for being with us. Adam Davidson, again, was co-founder of NPR's Planet Money. He's also economics columnist for the New York Times Magazine. He's author of Making It in America, a report on manufacturing in the country. That was in the current issue of The Atlantic Magazine. Anthony Carnevale, research professor, director of the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. Mark Schneider, a former U.S. Commissioner of Education Statistics at the U.S. Department of Education, now at the American Institutes for Research. Nasser Hidayat at Valencia College in Orlando, Florida, where they're partnering with Northrop Grumman and many other manufacturers as well to train students for the kind of future that the economy may offer. Thank you all very much for being on our program. Join us again for To the Point, produced live and podcast as a co-production of KCRW Santa Monica and PRI.
Public Radio International.